stations promise outstanding content, but when it's time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to latalkradio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
The morning show that's on your side. But then again, so is appendicitis.
Get ready for the number one internet radio show anywhere. Broadcasting live from the palatial studios of LA Talk Radio, it's Sam and Stephanie in the Morning. If you'd like to get in touch with the show, dial them up right now at 323-203-0815. And now strap in for Sam and Stephanie in the Morning right here on LA Talk Radio.
Oh, we're supposed to talk here. Okay.
Neither of us were.
Good morning.
I thought you had it. Good morning.
It's Friday, August 5th, actually. Yes. Thank you for joining us. It is a Friday, and we are
ready
all
for the weekend.
For the weekend, yes.
Heck yeah.
Heck yeah. And Woo! We've got great weather, too. You know, it's kind of hot, but nothing like the rest of the country, I don't think.
No, but it's still a little. What is it supposed to be today, 90?
90, that's where you live. Yeah, where we live, it's about 100.
True, that's why I don't live in the valley. Because yes. I'm smart.
Yeah. Well, but at least we have air conditioners and you don't.
Yeah, so okay.
There you go.
No, I have one
now. So we have it better.
I have one now, just one in my room.
Yeah.
That's about it.
Does it work, though?
Yeah, it works now.
Good.
Yeah, because I have a new one. But my other one was sitting in my house for over a year and it wasn't working. And I was like, meh. I'll get to it one of these days.
Yeah, but now you can't anymore because it's way too hot, man.
Oh, it's gross out. You know? I mean, you know, for us it is.
Yeah,
but
you know
right.
What? We still have the best weather in the world, I'm telling you.
Yeah.
Pretty
That's
close.
Why I live here. This is why, you know, I love San Francisco. I love up north, like Marin County, Carmel. I love that whole area. But I could never live there because of the weather.
Yeah.
If I'm going to move to the West Coast, I want good weather.
You want sun.
I want, exactly. Yes. I want that. So, you know, it's awesome living here, I have to say. But San Diego has better weather than us.
Mm.
But I wouldn't live in San Diego.
You think San Diego's better than
no,
us?
No, it is. It's like, so. No, it's proven fact. They have the best weather in the country.
Huh.
I don't know.
Many times it's overcast there. I'm telling you.
I didn't make it up.
Okay, well,
that was just
you must have read it wrong.
Okay,
maybe you read the wrong chapter of the
You're
book.
You're right, I'm wrong. Okay, Jesus, you sound like my ex-husband.
Oh no.
When did this happen?
We don't want that to happen.
Please, God, no. I just might start yelling at you for no reason. That was a little frightening. So what is up?
What is up?
What are you doing this week? Are you doing anything fun?
No.
No?
Okay. I probably will. It's just a question of time.
Yet.
Yeah, I
yeah,
have to
yeah.
think about it.
I'm like that. Everything's last minute.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I know I'll probably get my hair cut, but that's about it.
Woohoo!
I'm sure everybody wants to know that.
Sexy.
That's very important.
Yeah. I'm so excited. Great weekend for Sammy.
So what about your plans? Anything solid there?
I don't know. I don't know even what I'm doing after the show. No, honestly, I have no idea yet. I do. You know what I do want to go see this weekend is Crazy Stupid Love.
Oh, you do want to see that?
Oh, well, I'm just in love with Ryan Gosling. I just want to take him home and... Mm-hmm. Wrap him in a box and then open him up and put him in my bed and have him just lay there.
Yeah. Can you guys hear the infatuation of the voice?
I'm sorry, I got a little excited.
It's like, yeah, all of a sudden you're like sultry and quiet.
I know. I was so like, well, I was like visualizing him in my bed for a second.
Oh, I see.
Okay, sorry. And I'm back. He is so freaking hot and adorable and charming. I can't even take it.
Really?
I can't even
that
take
much,
it.
Huh?
I can't even take it. He's just adorable and so just gorgeous. And his body in it is just like beyond belief. So I am, and I love Steve Carell. Mm-hmm. Love him. So I think it's going to be, I've heard amazing things about it. So I really do want to go see that this weekend.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So you can come back and report to us.
Yeah, my reviews, because you know I give amazing reviews of movies. I get so angry when I see an angry movie. I mean, when I see a bad movie, not an angry movie. I don't even know what I'm talking about. Anyway, you know what premiered last night?
What premiered last night?
Jersey Shore.
Oh, congratulations to you.
Okay. Thank you for the congratulations. It was just as awesomely bad as I expected it to be. So Jersey Shore, you know, do you know the premise of it?
I don't know the premise
of
it.
Okay, so
no.
It's just like...
They're like on the beach all the time.
Four guys and four girls right. in a house, and they, you know, they did a casting for it, and this is their third season, I think, now.
Right.
And they put them in this house on the Jersey Shore, and they live together, and all this drama ensues. You haven't heard of Snooki? You've heard of Snooki?
No, I know what's going on. I just didn't know the premise.
Yeah. So that's just it. It's kind of like Big Brother, but... Yeah. Not without the, you know, doing all the other...
No games
Yeah,
and
no
like
games.
That.
Like, see, they're okay. just, they're idiots. They drink and then they get in fights and it's just the dumbest thing ever. But it's such good drama. I can't even take it. So last night was the third season and they go to Italy. Oh, dear God.
Yeah, I heard they just came back, right?
Yeah, it is already in, like, the first episode. I'm like, oh, I cannot wait. Like, it's such a disaster. But one of the girls who is a beautiful girl, JWoww, she's got huge, huge fake boobs. Huge. I can't even believe how big they are. I think she's had some plastic surgery happening here. I can't really tell, though. Like, I think she got her lips done or she got a facelift or something happened there that should have never happened. This girl is like 26, 27, I think.
Yeah.
And she already had like some kind of
work done,
facial reconstruction going on.
Really?
And I was like, sweetie. The same thing with Megan Fox. Like, she's such a stunning woman and she, you know, she got... Some like she
no,
got, like,
I did not realize. Really?
If you see her in some
she
pictures.
She is beautiful.
Oh
what
my
the hell
God.
Is wrong with her?
I don't know. I don't know what she did, and she's not confirming like exactly what she did, but you can tell in pictures. I think she got her lips done. Something happened around the chin cheek area. I don't know.
Wow.
I don't know what they. I don't know. I don't
Why
know what
do
they
do. That,
I don't know either, because it doesn't look good.
Mm-mm.
I don't understand it.
It
I
doesn't.
Mean, maybe
it rarely looks good. You know?
Maybe one of these days down the road, when we've perfected it. We will look amazing, and we will look young forever. But I mean, maybe it'll be in our lifetime, maybe it won't. But I can't understand it.
Yeah.
Like, these women look 10 times worse, and they think they look better.
Mm-hmm.
They look like plastic. Anyway, it was amazing, and so was Project Runway.
So you enjoyed... Oh, you had both of them last night.
Oh, wow. Last night was a big night.
I guess it was. We were watching Big Brother.
Oh, God. I thought it was
so
on
So much for
Sundays.
Thursday night. Oh, it's on three times a week.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
What?
That's a big investment.
It's like more than Idol.
Yeah.
Oh, and it's all each an hour episode?
Yes. Yeah.
It's that
I'm
good.
You,
People
I'm freaking
really
invested
like it.
In that thing.
That's crazy. That is really crazy.
Yeah. It's because there's a lot going on, you know, a lot of games and stuff, and people kick each other out and back in. And
I need to get on
whatever,
the bandwagon.
Whatever, man.
Well, last night, though, Project Runway, these people are amazing. Mm-hmm. They went to Petland, which is like a Petco, PetSmart, whatever.
Right.
And they had to pick stuff from the store to make an outfit with. Like, Not materials, like not dog clothes. They need to pick like dog beds or wee-wee pads or one guy did this amazing dress out of birdseed. I was like, are you effing... These people are incredible. I can't understand how they can think. They have like... They usually have like 30 minutes in the store, okay? And sometimes they sketch before and sometimes they don't. This time they didn't sketch what they were going to do. So they went into the store not knowing what they were going to make. And they had to look at all of these things, dog toys and like I said, just treats and this and that. And like they had to pick something that they thought they could make.
So these are ordinary people. It's not like designers or anything,
No, these are
right?
designers.
They are professional designers?
I love you. Well, they have to have some kind
of... I thought the Project Runway is like amateurs, no?
No, they're amateurs.
Right.
But they've designed. They're not just, you know, people that have never sewed. The one girl...
No, that's what I mean.
Well,
okay.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
Sorry. One girl that's on it has only been sewing for 4 months, though, and she's like... Amazing.
Incredible.
Like, she's, like, turning out stuff that you would never guess in a million years. But I am just in awe of these people. I wish them all the luck in the world. I wish every single one of them to have a line because I think they're all incredible.
You think they're all good?
Well, there's a couple.
But only one can win, right?
Yeah. They win like $100,000 towards their line or something like that.
Not
I don't
bad.
Know, something like that. Yeah, they win something good. But you know what? I would wear the birdseed dress in a second. That dress was amazing. It was gorgeous. I would wear it in a heartbeat.
What did it look like?
It just was like it was like a shorter dress, and it came up to the neck here, and it was like it literally had like birdseed up here, so it framed her face.
Mm-hmm.
And then the rest was just like it was like a very earthy tone color because it's birdseed.
Mm-hmm.
And there was just birdseed glued on, but you can't tell it's glued. It actually looks like some kind of beading that you would use, and then you get up close and you see that it's birdseed. It was the coolest thing I've ever seen.
Jeez.
I couldn't.
Can you imagine the process of putting all that birdseed on like material
and cloth or something? I know. He literally took a glue gun and just like put the birdseed on. And then at one point when the girl had the dress on, he laid the model down on her stomach and he was gluing it and he was putting the birdseed on her. It was so crazy. And he didn't even win. That guy, there was somebody else who won who was still as amazing. I'm in awe. So I'm in love. I love all you designers. I admire you. I think it's fantastic. And my dad's obsessed with Tim Gunn. It's the cutest thing ever.
Yeah, he watches it too?
Oh, yeah. You'd think that my dad's like a metro or a homo. One of the two. But no, he's obsessed with Tim Gunn. It's so funny. Tim Gunn is like his Heidi sidekick on there. So you don't know that, but whatever.
No, I do. I do know that. I never watched the show, but I know what's going on.
Okay.
Yeah.
Tim Gunn's awesome. Anyway, that was my exciting news. Just so you know.
Okay, so I know.
Yes.
Now, did you hear that hackers can actually make your MacBook explode?
What?
Yes.
No.
Apparently, if they can take over the computer like remotely and stuff, they can connect to the circuitry of the battery and make it blow up.
Oh. My God.
So I guess in Vegas this week there's a convention for computer security and hackers and that sort of thing. So this guy was saying, I figured out how to do this. So Apple did not respond to this, but that's pretty worrisome, you know.
Oh my God.
I mean, if they can shut down your computer from remotely.
Why do people want to do that?
To show that they can, you know.
I think that's just annoying. That just annoys me.
Yeah.
It's like you have nothing
else. It's more
than
annoying, you know. I mean, some of them, you know, I mean, all this computer security has become like a global concern, you know, because now there's like cyber wars and that, you know, whereas terrorists can take over our computer systems and do whatever they want with
them.
So, you know, and they're pretty sophisticated out there, so.
Right. It's amazing that these people can do it. I'm actually amazed by this. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, I'm just like, why are you so mean? Why do you have to be so mean? Why? Can't you do something else?
Because they're freaking unhappy with their lives. That's why.
But it's just like, why torture other people? You know, don't these people think that? Obviously, they don't. But it's like, you don't think about, like, what if this happened to you? How pissed you would be.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
They don't care. That
no,
just sucks.
I guess not. It's about power. It's about control. And, you know, usually you get those geeks and stuff that are not socially integrated, and they look for these things to
do. Oh, God, that makes me so angry.
Yeah. So, you know, I mean, when people think Macs are safe, well, there's news for you there. You know, no computer is safe, man. Even the cell phones, the smartphones.
Yeah.
Viruses and shit, you know. I mean, they can do so much with you. But, what concerns me is that, you know, these days... You know, you leave tracks everywhere.
Right.
You know, you can't do anything anonymously. You can't make phone calls anonymously. You can't send text. You can't email, you know, whatever. Anything is always trackable and traceable.
Sorry. Yeah.
So
no, I know. It's
you have,
scary.
Yeah, so our lives are, I mean, there's no privacy, you know. But, I mean, the option is to just not use computers and go on the internet. But how realistic is that?
Ugh, God. That's so scary. That freaks me out. I don't like that feel. I don't like that feeling.
No.
Nah.
Well, get yourself a bodyguard, and that'll protect you from that stuff.
Thank you. He's going to protect me from somebody hacking into my computer. Okay.
At least he'll give you the feeling.
Right, exactly. The peace of mind that he's going to protect me from everything that's going to hurt me. Awesome. I'll be sure to do it. When I'm doing an ad on Craigslist, I'll say that. Just give me the peace of mind that you're going to protect me from everything that's going to go wrong in this world. Can you please do that? Big shoes to fill, buddy.
Yeah. You know what a small world. I wanted to tell you. I was going to tell you off the air, but we might as well now because we never talk off the air.
Okay. Is this bad?
No, not at all. We had a guest here yesterday, and her name is Kathy, and she tells me she's like in this web series, whatever and stuff, and
Kathy DeBono.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
And
that's
the card I let you see the other day, right?
That you let me see, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it turned out that she says, I said, well, you know that my co-host is in a web series and stuff, and she says, what's the name? And I told her, and she says, oh, I've been on it.
Yeah.
I said, wow.
You know? She plays my ex-girlfriend.
Really?
Yeah.
So I thought she just had a small role, according to what she said.
She does for now. And then for the third season, she's going to come back. The end of the second season, she came back, the last episode, and it was just a really small part. So the third season, so we just introduced her.
But in the
third season, then she'll be in it. So she had a small part, but it'll be bigger.
I see.
So,
okay.
Yeah, she's awesome.
What a small world.
Why was she here?
Because she was a guest on Sheena's show, and she's probably going to start her own show soon, too.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
That's so great. She's awesome.
Yeah,
really nice girl.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah. Really nice girl.
So everybody on the cast gay?
No.
On that show, pretty much?
No.
Oh, no. I don't know if she is or not.
Yeah.
But she's on another lesbian show, so maybe she is.
Yeah, she is. Yeah. But no, not everybody's.
The guys are not.
Three of the guys are straight. One's gay and one's bi.
Right. And then the girls are all?
Nope.
No?
One girl straight. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
So, yeah. So, it's a mix of people. I mean, it's not like... And the crew, some are gay and bi, whatever, but it's not like a prerequisite that you have to be that.
No.
No.
They don't put that on the resume.
They don't have to put that on the resume. Anyway, but that's such a small world. That's cool. She's awesome. Yeah. Well, good. I hope she has a show here. Good for her. Good for Kathy. I was just reading this article. Okay, so... I didn't know Ted Bundy, they sentenced him to death back in 1989. I was 9 years old. That's so long ago.
That was a long time ago, yeah.
Jesus. Anyway.
So what happened with him?
It said that a vial of blood that they have of his may link him to other deaths, other cases
that they haven't solved. Right.
So they reopened a 1961 case involving a missing 8-year-old girl in Tacoma, Washington. And so the girl lived along a newspaper route that the teenager Bundy worked. So he denied that he ever did it.
Mm.
But they're going back to see if he did, to like reopen the case to see if he actually was the one that killed her. Isn't this crazy, though?
What do you think? I mean, that's like a long time before he started, right? Or before he was arrested.
That was a long time. I mean, he was a teenager. But... I mean, wasn't he
serial murderer.
Right, but no. But what I'm saying is most of these serial killers, don't they start, like, killing animals at a young age? I mean,
That's what they say, yes.
So, I don't know. I mean, this could have been his very first murder. I don't know. But this is crazy. Like, all these years after his death, they still have his blood, still have his DNA.
Yeah.
And then they're going to go back and test this, like, to see if he...
Yeah.
But I guess... I mean, you're obviously doing it just for kind of peace of mind. I mean, what are you going to do now, really? It's just like he's gone and passed, and I just think that's absolutely insane.
Yeah.
It just creeps me out. It creeps me out.
And it's interesting how these things come out, you know? Like, now they're talking again about D.B. Cooper. Have you ever heard of him?
No.
There was a movie about him. I guess this was a guy that went on a plane, hijacked the plane, robbed... You know, the money that was on...
I do know the story.
Right.
Okay.
So, apparently it's back in the news now because this woman claims that he was her uncle. And she's got some proof or evidence, whatever.
Right.
So, he's back in the news now, you know, and they're trying to figure out what really happened, who he was.
What happened to him?
Because they didn't really know. Well, apparently she's saying that he died in 1999 or something. So.
Okay.
But they never knew what happened to him. That was the mystery. Nobody ever caught him. They don't know where... He went or anything. Like, he got away with it.
So there's money on, like, he stole from people on the plane?
I don't know if it was from people. I think there was money being carried on the plane.
Oh, something. Okay. Yeah. On this specific plane. Because usually yes. money isn't carried on
no,
the plane.
No, no. Like, yeah.
Okay. I was like, am I missing something here? Because I'm going to rob a plane then.
No, it was a long okay. time ago. But, yeah, there must have been some money on the plane or something that he knew about.
Wow, that's crazy. You know what I find so weird? This was, I mean, this was around your time, Sammy, not mine. But
in your fucking old generation.
No, well, it's just, I find this so bizarre. Every time I think about this, I can't understand how there was ever smoking on a plane.
I know.
I cannot.
Or smoking anywhere indoors. I don't understand that.
Well, that, but just more so like you're in this small area. Mm-hmm. You're in this small space.
Right.
It just there's no air like ventilation. I mean there is, but not everybody keeps their thing going. But I mean I know there's ventilation throughout the plane, but like
right.
I feel just like I would be so sick. Mm-hmm. And wouldn't it just be so dangerous? Like somebody leaves just a cigarette
is,
and they don't put it out.
Yeah, you know. But people never thought about these things. You know, it was just like it's commonplace. You know that people smoke. And they smoke on the plane, you know? And I always wondered, I said, you know, it's like it doesn't make sense even to put a non-smoking section. It's like, you know, the smoke is not going to stop at row 46.
Right.
And, you know, and keep the rest of the plane clean. It doesn't work like that.
It just is so, every time I think, I'm just like, I'm so appalled that these people that, and obviously, I mean, it was safe enough for them to even let that happen. Right. I just can't believe that. I can't believe that that's actually a safe thing.
I mean,
thing.
They used to smoke in hospitals and shit. You know, doctors would come out of surgery and have a cigarette.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I mean,
was
you can see it in movies. Yeah, you can see it in movies. Like in The Exorcist, I saw it like again a few years ago. And I remember this doctor coming out of a surgery and he's lighting up a cigarette right inside the hospital. And that was normal.
That's so crazy.
Yeah.
I never saw The Exorcist. I won't see that movie.
You won't see
oh,
it?
Oh, no, 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 wow. no. Anything with
the
anything
devil.
With kids being possessed, I want to slit my wrist. I can't even take it. It scares me. Like, Pet Sematary, it makes me want to vomit. Like, The Omen. And I think it's because my dad just made me hate these movies. Because at 10 years old, he made me see The Omen.
Yeah, that's scary shit.
Which is like... Man. You know what, Dad? Like, Jaws. He made us watch Jaws, which is scary enough. But, like, then he made us watch. He's like, oh, my God, this movie's so good. I'm like, nightmares. I can't sleep. It was just like, it's such a scary movie. I can't even take it. So it kind of ruined me. And I will not see that. I just can't.
Yeah.
And I know that didn't Linda Blair, didn't she have issues for ever after? I heard.
That's what they said. But I think it's rumors. I don't know if it's true or not.
I believe it. I heard her life was like ruined because of this movie, because she was living with all these demons. She was possessed. It was like she couldn't shake it. I'm like, oh my God.
Well, that's possible, but I never heard of that before.
My dad said she got fat. Okay, Dad. Great.
Who
Linda
did?
Blair got fat. My dad said, thanks, Puffs. I don't even know what that
was. How did he text it so fast?
He's like, literally, it's like a machine with him. He's like, text, da, 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 da. There. He's like answering everything we're talking about. They're smoking in baseball stadiums and this. Men wore suits on the planes. Men wore, women wore dresses. Like, he's texting me this whole, like, thing. Everything we say, he's texting me.
Like, feeding you the information.
Literally, he's on it.
We might as well have him on the show, you know?
He should be. He should just be the person we go to for whatever we need help for. It's unbelievable. He should be working right now, and yet he's just texting me nonstop.
Well, he's proud of his daughter talking shit on the radio.
No, right? Or he's just proud and yet trying to help me out so I don't look like a total asshole.
He still feels responsible for you, huh?
Right.
After
apparently.
All these years.
The other That's day funny. When we were talking about when Roe was on, mm-hmm. We were talking about the boroughs, you know?
Yes, in New York.
And I was like, oh, I still don't understand. And my dad texts me, Jesus, Steph. I'm like, you know what? Whatever. Whatever.
Yeah.
Did you see this kid that was buried alive?
Mm-hmm.
At a Southern California beach?
Really?
Underneath the sand? 17-year-old.
Did someone bury him or he buried himself?
Well, okay.
Is that too much to ask?
I don't even know if I even have to answer that one, Sam. I think I'm just going to let that stand alone. Why don't you answer that one for yourself?
I don't know. People do crazy shit. I don't know.
But how do you I mean, I guess you can crawl in the sand.
How do you bury yourself?
I guess you can
Very
crawl
easy.
In the sand.
You just dig a hole, you know?
Uh-huh. And then when you're in the hole...
Right. And then, you know, maybe some sand collapses on you and you get buried there. Okay. No? Is that not...
No, that in the sand, that would be understandable. Uh-huh. But I love how you're like, it's very easy to bury yourself. What if you dig a hole in the, you know, like in the grass? Then uh-huh. how easy is that to bury? You think it's easy? You take a shovel and you just...
Yeah.
You think so?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Why don't you try that and then get back to us? I love you.
Okay.
Love
Thank you for
so
putting
much.
Me through the ringer. Okay, so who the fuck buried him then?
I don't know. I just like this conversation that's happening now more. I don't even care. I don't even care who buried this guy. I don't know. I have no idea. I just know that a teen was buried alive, and they're showing a video, and that's it. I think they got him out, though.
Yeah.
They were like, all these people, they did this huge rush. Nope, that's not what I was trying to say. Fuck. They did this huge rescue mission to try to get him out.
Okay, well, next time you report anything, get your facts correct.
Well, you know what? That's about it. The kid's alive, and he's buried alive, and he's 17. That's all you need to know. And he was buried alive somewhere in Southern California.
Oh, yeah? Wow. And so how did they find out about him? I mean, how did they know to rescue him?
You know what?
You don't know that either.
I don't know. Don't know
okay,
anything.
Folks, forget we brought up the story. It doesn't exist. Non-story.
You know what? If all y'all want to know, you can go and check it out yourself. They're doing a video. I just can't hear it because then I'm going to, then, you know, we can't play it. You can play it on air, but mine's not hooking up to that. So.
Yeah.
Mm. Anyway, that's pretty scary. They're showing this huge hole, though, where he was buried. There are so many people helping out. It's crazy.
The shit that people do, you know, I mean, well, people get into all kinds of stuff.
I know. You know? Oh, my God. It's so crazy.
Yeah.
I'd be scared. I'd be terrified.
Yeah.
I'm a little claustrophobic, though, so.
Yeah. Did you ever see Kill Bill, where
no,
they buried her alive?
I have not seen that
yeah,
movie.
Yeah, that was scary
Did you like
shit,
it?
Man.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Uma Thurman was buried
yeah,
alive?
Yeah, she was buried alive.
Oh, God.
And they're actually filming her inside the grave.
Ugh.
Oh, man.
I can't
Claustrophobia,
deal with
that. Big deal.
Like,
I mean, big
being
time.
Stuck in a... I get claustrophobic when I go into a porta potty.
Do you?
Yeah, my fear of in a porta potty. I mean, they're disgusting.
Yeah, you
gross.
Don't like not, those. Yeah.
Well, because I'm scared that somebody's gonna tip me over. That's
right.
My fear. But it's very claustrophobic. So I pee as quickly as possible, and then I run out.
Yeah.
Because it's just too. It's too much. I have a little bit of claustrophobia, a little bit of vertigo. You know.
Yeah.
I can't.
Did you hear about this guy that used to hide in porta potties so he could watch the women go to the bathroom?
Hold on. He would hide in it?
Yes.
How?
Like where all the shit goes, you know, underneath.
No.
Yes. This is real. I mean, I've read about it. I actually heard about it, too. I mean, on Howard Stern, they were talking about it.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
That is the most disgusting thing I've ever heard
Isn't
in my life.
Isn't it, though? But, I mean, that's what I'm saying. I mean, men are so fucking desperate that they do the weirdest shit anywhere.
It's not even that men are, because most men would not hide in a porta potty to stare at a woman's vagina.
No.
I'm just like, that is so disgusting. I can't even take it. I can't even, laying in shit
I mean,
and
piss. It's disgusting
like,
just going in there to take a crap or pee or something.
I know. I can't even look at it.
I know.
Oh, my God. Oh, my. I have not heard of this, and I kind of hate you for bringing that up. I am so disturbed by this.
Created a visual for you.
Huh? I mean, I don't even know. I would be disturbed that there would be a guy like looking at my
right,
vagina
but
I would be
know.
Even more disturbed seeing him lying in crap. That's what would disturb me the most. I'd be like, do you want a towel? I'm like, I don't even want
to. Disgusting.
Oh, I hate you. I hate you so much for bringing this up. I can't even take it. Oh my God.
Okay, maybe we can erase it.
So now
mind.
What? So he got arrested?
Yes,
like,
he was arrested.
Oh, sickening.
Yeah.
Well, apparently he's into people pissing and shitting on him.
I guess, yeah.
Wow. That's
the
pretty.
The shit that people do, man. I'm telling you.
Oh,
it's like,
God.
Where did he go wrong? What point in his life did his brain get a big scratch on it? You know?
Can't you just watch porn? Why do you have to crawl into a porta potty and have somebody poop and pee on
I
you?
I don't know, man. I don't
or
know
I
what
can't.
People see, you know? I mean, maybe when he was a real young kid, maybe he saw a woman take a crap or something, and then he's, maybe it stayed with him.
Oh, I can't even deal.
So let's move to other things.
Yes, please.
Okay.
Please.
Well, the stock market is really disappointing, except today it's like up and down, but it's been going down. It went down 9 days out of 10 in the past couple of weeks.
I saw that.
And that's pretty scary shit, you know, and they're, you know, I guess... feeling that the economy is not stable, you know. The problem is jobs, you know.
Yeah.
People need to get jobs. Mm-hmm. And today, I guess, they released a report saying that the economy has added 117,000 jobs.
Oh, wow.
So that that sent stocks going up. But, you know, people still are not sure what's going to happen.
I know. It's really scary.
It's scary. A lot of people don't have money. They don't know how to pay their bills.
Yeah.
And
it's rough.
Until that's taken care of, we're going to have a big... big recession.
Yeah. No, it's scary.
Are you feeling it? Are you feeling the recession?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Our industry is definitely changing too.
Really?
Yeah. It's so well, because all these reality shows, you know, are
right.
But it's good that I'm doing a lot of hosting stuff, so I can do both.
Right.
But it's just you know, it's interesting. And then we have a lot of like movie actors coming to do television.
I see.
So it's kind of pushing all the middle income actors down, you know, a couple notches. But yeah, I'm absolutely feeling it. It's scary, you know?
Yeah, it really sucks, man.
And especially like being, you know, an actor and it's like not having steady work also, you know, that's also difficult.
Right.
You know what I mean? So it's like up and down. It's just, you know, it is definitely scary, but,
yeah.
I try not to focus on how bad it is and just focus on, okay, what can I do to make this better for me?
That's a good way to look at it.
Because I just feel like, you know, the more we focus on that, the more we're going to get of that, you know, and that's scary. And then eventually, you know what? This is temporary. It's not going to last forever.
Right.
So this too shall pass. So, you know, that's kind of how I deal with it. But yeah, it's definitely different, and my business is hurting because of it, for sure.
And it's not something we can wish away, you know. We can just all hope that things will improve soon.
Exactly.
But it could be, you know, well a couple more years until we see any improvement, you know.
Yeah, I know.
I hope I'm wrong, but
it's good to hear there's 117,000 jobs.
Which is not a lot, really, when you think about it.
No,
you know?
But it's something.
Yeah, exactly.
It's something.
People looked for some kind of
it's something.
Good
That's all
news,
I have to say. I don't know. You know, when I watch these people in the stock market,
mm-hmm.
Part of me is like, oh, that'd be so cool because all the energy. And then I think it'd be a total stress disaster.
Oh, yeah. It's totally stressful.
I don't know if I could deal with that.
Yeah.
It's too much.
I mean, if you lose money for your clients and shit.
Oh,
you know?
It's got to be like.
Yeah.
You have to probably be aging like every, you know, every year that you age, you really age like 10 years, you know. Like, I feel like it's a lot. But I kind of like the energy of the craziness of it in a way.
Yeah. Yeah.
I just don't know if I could do it, though.
Yeah. No, it's very stressful. They work very long hours.
They better get paid good.
And they burn out, yeah.
Do they get paid good?
I'm sure, yeah. I mean, if you can make your clients a lot of money, you're going to make good money.
Do they only get paid? They have to have some kind of... They have to have some salary. They don't just get paid
commission.
Yeah,
I mean, they
right.
Yeah, they okay. work for investment banking companies and investors and... Yeah. It's different, yeah.
I don't know anything about the stock market. I don't know when the tickers go by of like Dow up. I don't know any of that stuff. I can't. I don't want to figure it out either.
That's okay. You're an entertainer. You're not into that kind of stuff, you know.
It's okay. You don't have to know anything else except for how to entertain people stuff. I think that's just what I'm going to stick to. It's so much easier that way, right?
It really is. You got to go with your passion, you know.
It's so sad to say this.
Yeah.
But at least this is what I love to do, right?
Right.
And that makes me happy. Anyway.
But, it, you know, I mean, it makes sense what you're saying, you know, about people, you know, losing jobs on TV because of reality shows and that, you know. I was thinking about that. And it's like such an easy way to produce a show without, you know, you don't need a cast. You just bring in a cast that you don't have to pay.
Right.
And, you know, you don't have to... There's not a lot of directing going on and all that stuff. You just throw them in a place, come up with a couple games, and you have a TV show that's successful.
And you have a TV show, exactly.
And all the actors are sitting in the sidelines wondering why they're not working.
And it's hard. Like, I fought reality TV for so long. Like, I just signed with the biggest hosting agent in L.A. here.
Really?
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah, wow. Ken Linder and Associates. And I officially signed last week. And so, you know, they represent like Mario Lopez and Kat Dealey and Matt Lauer from the Today Show, like all the big people, right?
Really?
Which is amazing. So
wow,
for
you
me
must
to
be
even,
proud.
Oh yeah, like I'm super excited about this, right? Like,
yeah.
Just such amazing opportunities for me all around there, and they're incredible people. And so I fought reality shows for a long time as an actor. I'm like, I'm an actor, you know? Mm-hmm. But obviously hosting is something I love to do too, and I'm doing it every day with you. But, you know, I feel like I can go that route too and get into the business that way, because right. It's like, even look at all, not only do you have people that are trying to make it as actors, you have all these movie actors coming to do TV, all these soaps are canceled. All these soap operas that used to be on the air for years, and you have all these there are so many soap actors,
uh-huh.
They don't have a job anymore.
That's true. Where
so now
they
they're
go?
Back into the pool, mm-hmm. And they're doing it. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's like, it just never ends. It never ends. And I have a friend of mine who's on the TV show Southland, really great actor. And, you know, I everybody watch that show. It's such an amazing show, Tuesday nights. It's such a well done cop show. I love it. I it's very real.
Yeah. What is it, like LA Cops?
It's LA Cops, right. Yeah. It's so real. Just the storylines are really, really strong. The characters are really strong. I highly recommend watching it, you guys. But, you know, he was saying like they're done for the season shooting, and I'm like, so what are you up to? And he's like, oh, just back to the grind, trying to make it like everybody else, like audition. It's like it just mm-hmm. never ends.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't. It's just it's just crazy. Like.
Yeah. Well, it's not a 9-to-5 type of a career, you know.
No, it's not. And you got to be out of your effing mind to be doing this. That's all I have to say.
Yeah.
You really do. Or you really have to love it. I mean, you have to be out of your mind, but you have to love it too.
Right.
Because it's just, there's nothing that's stable about it, you know?
Yeah,
and
I know.
And it's like, you need some kind of stability in your life, or else you will go out of your mind.
Yeah.
Like, whether it's a relationship, friendships, you know, obviously financial, money, you have to have some stability.
Right.
It's just, it really can get to you.
It's hard not to know where the next paycheck's going to come from.
Yeah.
You know, it's very tough.
The moment I hit 30, man, I used to think, when I was in my 20s, it was so romantic, and I was an artist. I was living paycheck to paycheck. This is so great. And now, the moment I hit 30, I was like, oh, my God, shoot me in the head if I don't have a paycheck. Like, I can't. For me, it's just too hard. Like, right. I don't like that not knowing anymore. You know, but in my 20s,
it's hard to live like that. You know, I mean, you got
to
think of the future, you know.
Yeah.
You got bills coming up. And
yeah, but it's just like, then you get to the point where you want to, like, do stuff, and you want to go explore and go on trips and have the freedom to do that. When you're in your 20s, you're just like, it's so romantic to be this artist, to
right.
be this struggling artist. You really come from somewhere. It really is romantic. I have a lot of friends that are actors that do that, you know? And well, I did it too, but it's like, at some point you got to look at it and be like, this is not romantic anymore. Like, this is not working for me. And I'm at that point. Like, I'm always going to do what I love, but it's just like there are other things I do want to do
right.
in my life. And it's like, you know, I would always say this. When I'm making it big as an actor, I want to do this, this, this. And it's like, why not do all of these things now?
Exactly.
Do you know
Don't
what I
wait.
Mean?
Exactly.
And that's something that I've learned because I'm like, why am I just not doing it now?
Yeah.
You know, so it's been a great lesson for me, but something that I've had to learn on my own, you know.
Mm. Yeah.
So it's a never-ending process, but it's exciting and scary at the same time. So, you know, but my business is it's so messed up. And all the freaking stars are taking all the money. But then you know what though? When you think about, they really, you know, like Angelina Jolie will get $20 million a picture. She doesn't walk away with $20 million.
No.
She walks away with about $8 million.
That's all?
Yeah. After taxes, after paying your agent, your manager, your publicist, your trainer, your assistant, your this. Somebody did a study a few years ago, and they used Jennifer Lopez as the example. And yeah. She was making $20 million a picture, I think, at that time or whatever. And they said...
Jennifer Lopez was?
Yeah, I think
Are
it was.
Sure?
Or maybe it was Jim Carrey. I'm sorry. Maybe it was Jim Carrey. It was Jim Carrey. Totally different.
They look totally the same.
Totally different.
I can see where you're making
mistakes. Their acting styles are totally the same. They look the same. They sound... I hate you. Anyway, so Jim Carrey was making $20 million, and they did a study, and they said that really afterwards he's walking away with $8 million. I mean, it's still $8 million.
That's a lot of money.
But you think that they're really getting this. They're not. They're not getting that money.
Well, nobody has all the money left, you know. I mean, we got to pay our taxes and
shit.
Steve
Jobs does.
I don't know. I don't know about that.
Convinced. He's just taking all the money away from everybody else.
Yeah. Well, he does, yeah, but he still has to pay taxes like we all do.
I can't even imagine how much he pays in taxes.
Yeah.
I don't want to know. I can't even fathom that, actually.
These people, like...
It's just so... Yet it's so awesome, though, to see, like, what... you can have. And it's not about money. It's just about, like, you are able to have this stuff. You know, I think that that's a great, that's hope. That's great.
Yeah. And it shows that capitalism works, you know. I mean, the fact that you're, that you're driven by profit and wanting to succeed and to make a difference and, and all that, you know, it's, it drives the economy. It drives society.
Yeah.
And, you know, and that's why I like living here, you know, because people have the opportunity to do what they want, to come up with great things and be rewarded for it.
This is why you like living in California. So don't move to Kansas like you talked about for a second.
No, I mean, that's why I like living in the U.S., yes.
In the States.
In
the
States.
Gotcha. Okay.
United States of America.
I still don't think you should move to Kansas.
No, huh?
No. I don't...
Where did you get Kansas from?
You said
Iowa or Nebraska, right?
Whatever. They're all the same. I'm sorry. I'm sorry I wasn't so specific. Whatever. Kansas, Nebraska. They all blend together.
They do.
I don't even know. I don't even think...
From where we're sitting,
I know,
it all looks
right?
The same,
it's all the same, babe. Yeah. Do not go to Nebraska or Iowa.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, I'm from the Midwest. It's not that. I mean, I love Chicago.
Yeah.
But I just.
But that's different from Nebraska and Iowa.
Yeah. I mean, at least pick Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
If you're gonna say a Midwest city, let's do Chicago.
But I don't know that I want to live in a big city. That's what I'm saying. I mean, if I move to one of those places, it would be like a small town, maybe even.
Why don't you go to Oregon? Know,
rural areas.
What about Oregon?
Oregon is beautiful.
Yeah, that's
say,
what I've heard.
Yeah.
Maybe Oregon.
Yeah, I need to do like a road trip and check out places.
Oh, you
do. Know? Yeah.
And you should videotape
where to retire
shit.
And stuff.
You should videotape that shit. It'd be an adventure.
Yeah. The hell with staying with LA for the rest of my life. I mean, I've lived here 35 years.
Okay,
you know?
Then.
It's long enough. Time to move.
Okay.
Time to change. But I'm happy here. You know, I'm just talking later on in my life.
Right. You got time.
There's a lot of places.
Well, there's
I'd like
places
to
go. I heard Oregon is really amazing. I'd like to go.
Yeah.
Is that north of us?
Yeah.
Okay.
You
just
see,
checking.
You're good.
I'm learning.
Like Rose was saying, you go north and then you turn right and you get to Vegas.
Okay, so exactly. There are a lot of people in this world that do not know geography. It's not just me. So thank you. And I'm okay with it. I at least, you know, I try to learn. I think that I should get A for effort.
No, you're doing
pretty well.
It
doesn't always,
well.
Like, register. The problem is like, I know people have told me, and sometimes it registers, and then sometimes I can't grasp where things go together. Like, I was watching, this is actually really sad, though. When I was watching Jersey Shore last night, Snooki, this is so embarrassed, she said, I'm going to Italy, I'm so excited. You know, there are all these Italian, like, Guidos, whatever, and she's like, I don't know where Italy is. But I know it looks like a boot. And I was like, honey, I kind of love you for that because that's exactly how I feel. I know it's somewhere in the south and it looks like a boot. And that's about it.
In the south of what?
I don't know. Europe, I guess.
Good.
Okay.
Good.
And she's just like, and I'm like, I kind of would be friends with you just for that reason. So we can be stupid with geography together.
Yeah.
But she's.
I'm tempted to teach you geography because it's fun. It's fun, you know?
I'll learn when I go.
Okay.
When I go, then I'll learn where it is. But yet, I've still been to Paris and London, and I don't exactly know how
they're related to
each other. Like, I don't know exactly where they are
together.
The
location.
Yeah,
they're
yeah.
across the channel from each other, pretty much. There's like a waterway between
oh,
them.
I took the channel. That's
yeah.
what I took.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
The channel, right? They
yeah,
call
the channel.
The channel, right?
That was awesome.
Yeah.
That was really cool. I highly recommend that to people to go from
yeah, so you were
London
going on the water.
Yeah.
Essentially.
But it's not like it's such a scary concept. What if that thing breaks? You're
yeah.
fucked. Done.
Yeah.
I mean, that's terrifying.
But the same thing with bridges. You know, when I'm on the freeway sometimes and I'm right under a bridge
yeah,
and the traffic
true.
Is stopped, I'm like thinking,
freaking
you know,
out.
Yeah, if there's a fucking earthquake, that's
done.
It. The whole bridge
done.
Is on me.
I know. Well, I don't think about that much. I think more about when I'm in the water. But I'm, you know, I have a little fear of water. Mm. I think it's sharks.
Yeah.
I think there's sharks in the channel. I'm just kidding. I don't even know.
Inside the channel.
I don't know. I think there's sharks everywhere. You know what I don't... You know what I... Because this has been Shark Week all week. We talked about this, right?
Right.
Have you been watching it all?
Not at all.
It's so cool. Is oh, my
really?
God.
Where do you find time to watch all this TV?
I don't know. I don't, you know what? I don't know. Just leave me alone. Thank you for outing me, though.
You're outing
yourself. I know. I'm kidding. So this guy, Meg and I were watching this really cool part, this cool episode. This guy, I forget what it's called, and he goes up to these sharks, and he went up to a great white, mm-hmm. and he placed his hands on the great white's face.
Really?
Like just placed it, and just like, wow. It was like, he wanted to touch him. It was called, there was a word for it. He studied it for a few months before he went and did this, right? So he went out, he started with different sharks, like obviously not started with the great whites, and led up to it. And he wanted to show that these creatures, are they mammals?
Yes.
Okay. These mammals are not just, you know, they don't want to kill people. They're just not, you know, killing machines.
Right.
That they're really gentle. So he went up and he touched them, and there was two that reacted to him, two, and they were women. Mm. They were willing to play. They were willing to let him touch them.
You mean females?
Two. Yeah, what did I say?
Said women.
Shut up.
Two women sharks.
It's okay. I'm doing it. You know what I meant.
I do. Okay, two female sharks. Okay, go on.
Oh my God, that's the dumbest thing I've ever said. Two female sharks. They were willing to play, and they, after he touched them, mm-hmm. one of them actually turned and lit and showed her stomach to him, which is a very submissive.
Yes.
Characteristic, whatever they do. And it was so amazing. It was so beautiful to see this, like these killing machines that everybody's so fearful of, that his energy and when he approached them was so gentle, and he really just wanted to connect with them and touch them. And he did. Mm. And it showed this other side of sharks that, for me, I thought it was incredible. I almost saw them as like dolphins at that moment, because
really?
Dolphins are so...
Yeah.
Beautiful and just really, you know, loving creatures. But for this moment, these great white sharks who could eat him in seconds mm-hmm. were letting him touch their faces and then like showed its stomach to him.
That's amazing.
Coolest thing I've ever seen in my life.
Wow.
I was so impressed. I can't remember what his name was, but he studied it for a couple months before he did it. So he's like, you know what, this is a good, you know, first step into really learning about these mammals and these fish and seeing like that they're really not horrible killing machines.
Well, no, I don't think it's ever because of revenge or anything. It's not like in the movies, you know, they eat because they're hungry, you know.
No, I know, but to me,
if they feel threatened, they'll attack
you. You're right,
you.
But like for me, I'm terrified of them. So I think that if I'm in the water, I'm going to be eaten. Like, I'm just, if I'm around sharks, that's how terrified. And that's just because I'm so naive about it.
Well, but it's normal. I mean, many people are afraid of sharks. You know, if I knew water is infested with sharks, I would not go in, you know.
Right. Well, no kidding. But it was cool to see, because, you know, during Shark Week, there's a lot of attacks. That they're showing a lot of people escaping things or getting killed or mauled or their arms ripped off or something. And then to see this man who is doing this experiment, like he would be doing it with dolphins. Mm. It was absolutely beautiful. It was so amazing. I loved every second. And it made me like, oh, maybe now I will go snorkeling. Maybe now I will learn to surf.
Right.
Maybe they're not as bad as they think.
Are you going to take the chance?
Know. No, I don't know. I just thought about it. Let's get that far. That, for me, is a huge step because I'm terrified of them. But it was cool. I highly recommend finishing Shark Week up this weekend.
Okay. Well, we'll keep that in mind.
I'm sure you will, Sammy.
All right, Stephanie. Well,
thank you.
The weekend is upon us. And,
have a good weekend, guys.
You too. And we'll see you all on Monday.
You have been listening to Sam and Stephanie in the Morning, which airs every weekday from 10 until 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. If you have a question for our hosts, or if you would like to inquire about sponsorship opportunities, please direct all communication to info@latalkradio.com. Sam and Stephanie is a production of LA Talk Radio. We say what we want.